Council gave the second reading of an ordinance awarding a bid for the construction of a new shelter house at the Prayer Street Park to Hine Construction. Hine Construction is here in Minster, and they bid a cost of $402,500 for that project. And what that project would entail would be to construct a new shelter house at Prayer Street Park that would have restroom facilities and a room to house the equipment for the new splash pad that we were building. So council went ahead and gave the second reading of that ordinance. Council also had some discussion on the installation of the State Route 66 crosswalk project. This is a crosswalk that we would like to put across State Route 66 at the school to assist students and other pedestrians getting across State Route 66 and from the west side of the school to the east side, which is the Plaza and McDonald's and Gas America, businesses like that. So we proposed some changes to an original plan that was submitted to ODOT. We wanted to put a 10-inch curb. We wanted to put a fence around the pedestrian aisle to provide an offset so pedestrians entering the median would need to make a jog before exiting the pedestrian area, and to use advanced warning signs for that. ODOT rejected those changes that we proposed, so we were going to go back to ODOT and talk with them about that, and also conduct a speed study to see if we can get the speed reduced on State Route 66 to more accommodate the crosswalk project. So council has some lengthy discussion about that. Council also approved the July 2024 income tax report as submitted by the City of St. Mary's. We received $311,330 for the month of July, and total amount received for the year was $3,224,117. Council also moved Dan Smeezing, who is a utility maintenance worker two at our Public Works Department, to a utility maintenance worker three because he obtained his Class 1 wastewater collection license. This license helps the village improve our services that we provide to our customers. So we went ahead and moved him to utility maintenance worker three at a rate of $27.40 an hour. Council also purchased a 500 kVA pad mount transformer for the electric department. Transformer cost of $34,985 will be used to rebuild the electrical service at Eagle Acre Plaza. And then council was also presented with a application for a designated outdoor refreshment area for the village. This outdoor refreshment area is an area where the open container restrictions do not apply to particular hours, and adults are permitted to possess and consume alcohol in public with certain restrictions. So council went ahead and accepted that application and authorized me to go ahead and set up a public meeting and a public notice that they will consider the application at a future meeting.